Kayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the N Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and from now on.
What's going on, dudes? This is your man, Big B. Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. Did I tell you I'm your man, Big B? I am. Got your back. I do not do this show alone. Rock out with my partners. Today I got the doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all ready to get it rolling? Let's do it.
And as always, is at this time, we'd like you to remove your hats, stand to your feet, put your hands on your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for pushing play.
Cha-cha. What's going on, peoples? How has everything been?
Everything's been good with me, man. It's been hot as fuck for the last couple of days, man. But
how you know?
Huh?
How you know? AC broke?
Nigga,
you know, nothing penetrates them basement walls.
Shout it.
The time you leave out the house, it's 20 degrees cooler.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. I still sweat, man. But it's all good.
Shit. When you open up the door to let Buddy out, he'd be like, "Oh, it's hot one out here."
He's like, "No, thank you."
You talking about today? Oh, yeah. Today and tomorrow, I won't be feeling it too much, but. Yeah, it's been hot. I don't know about y'all, but god damn it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. I don't know. It's summertime. I guess you should expect it. You know.
You should.
But you know what? Us colored people of color, of niggers, we always complain. I don't care. It's not you.
Amen. I am not.
You're
hard
not a nigga.
No, you said a hard R.
I know. I said nigga.
Deep show.
Did he say A or R?
He did say niggers.
I should have known. YouTube.
Go back and listen to the show.
Okay.
You probably won't.
First thing in the morning.
You probably won't.
I do it first thing in the morning on my day off. But anyway, make a long story short. It's been hot, man. God damn it.
I'm gonna crack his bull in between snow.
Right. How about? Hey, you know what? You know the T-shirt you had made for me.
Mm-hmm. What happened to it?
It came out the archives. I don't think I wore it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I'm not gonna wear it. I'm think I'm gonna have it framed though. I do. I mean, you know, cause a T-shirt like that, you know, you don't wear it out.
Yeah.
You did that special for me.
I did.
And I thank you.
I would like to actually see you wear it so we can take a picture of it.
Okay, okay.
Maybe
okay,
one time here.
One time, okay, cool.
Like maybe bring it, then change, and then like
okay.
I'll take a picture
cool.
And you can take
can
it off.
I can do that.
But yeah. That does my heart well though.
Yeah.
That you're like that happy with it.
Yeah, I am. You know.
Okay. I know. It's okay, baby.
Okay. Next person.
Right, it's okay. Get through it.
I need a break.
I know.
Look, represent the T-shirt.
Okay, represent the doc. I'm telling you, we are messed up that we are not getting any type of sponsorship from them. Like, I fell down on my job because I felt like we could have been making money like years ago.
What? Someone needs to contact them.
Seriously. Because actually it was supposed to be you, but then I was supposed to do it.
Let's do this, Queen. Them. Starting today, let's take a 3-second video of him on every show and put them all together and send it to them. And this is, be like, this is just 1 year of with us. We don't even know what happens 1 year. At home.
This is your number one fan.
That's right.
Videos. Drink.
There you go.
Drink.
Hey. But to be honest with you, though, it's been every year. How many years we've been doing this?
About 7.
About 7?
Shut up.
Because this has been going on since day one.
We'll do that. She said, shut up. I will shut up.
I mean, because I noticed
that. Yeah, so we've been rocking out.
Oh, that was like shut the front door type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. It wasn't nothing mean.
Mm-hmm. I didn't take the
mean. Oh, yeah. I mean, but.
You gotta watch her.
I took it as a queen that spoken.
You gotta watch her.
True that.
Keep your eye on
it. True that. Man, I can't believe it.
But y'all do little stuff like what y'all do too, man. You know? Yeah. But shit, y'all, you know. Y'all range goes far further than mine.
Yeah. Sometimes you step out only when you're done.
Okay, yeah.
The cans you have that you brought with you.
When I run out, right?
Sometimes you live on the edge.
Yeah, well, you know, I try. I do it every now and then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the salsa thing. Yeah. But that, man, that. But that's thanks to you guys. You know, for exposing me to new things, you know. Because, you know, I'm an old school, you know, I'm just caught in my little box, you know. I know. It's, you know, that's why I love you.
The 80s call and you had to keep coming.
God damn it, you had to go to the 80s, huh? That's good.
Just saying.
Oh, boy. Hey, TMZ is so funny.
Am I wrong? Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway, my weekend was okay. I don't think I did anything on Friday. Nothing on Sunday. Saturday, went to my friend's house and she cooked out and everybody sat around the pool. That's pretty much it.
Anybody get in the pool?
Yeah. Uh-huh. There were people in there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Some bottles.
Oh, yeah. Now, tell me something. We as black people...
Okay.
All right. We get in the pool first and then eat, or do we just eat, then get in the pool, or just...
It was a combination of both.
Ah, okay. Because I thought you weren't supposed to eat and then get in the pool.
Well, that's a myth, but...
That's what it is? Shh, okay.
But, I'm just saying, I mean, it was like 1,000 degrees on Saturday.
Okay.
Food wasn't ready.
And I guess when there's alcohol involved...
I'm saying, and food wasn't ready, you know, so, I mean, and there were some younger kids there too, but food wasn't wasn't ready.
Okay.
So, you know, you just got to dip your toes in while you wait, right?
Cool.
Just saying, it's hot.
All right. In most black functions, you actually don't get in the pool. The ice is usually broken by someone getting pushed in, and then it's like, shit, there's water there. Let's get in there.
All right.
I didn't know what that body of clear shit was.
You
break out the floaties,
and then you get the chicks. That get in here.
Okay.
What's got that splash way over there?
They can't see you. What's still here?
Because you can't, like, navel high.
Oh, not navel. That was a
because they can't get
titty
that.
High.
You want to get your hair wet?
They can't get that shit wet.
Right.
I mean, I'm
right.
saying at least you in it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it counts for something.
There you go.
Because a lot of people do sit on the sidelines, men and women.
All the ones that say, damn, I wish I would have not had this one.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you can still get in and, like, because I think, like...
Black people humor.
In the shallow side.
Huh? Say again?
In the shallow part.
Right, you can still get in.
Yeah, just walk in.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but I think, I can't remember how deep... No, it's... I want to say it's 10 feet, 12... At a certain point, because it does drop off and you cannot touch the bottom. So. So, I mean, even if you stay up, you know, up on a shallow joint where you could just stand and get your little splash on or get a little...
Dive board?
No. She didn't have a diving board, but you know, somebody had a float. It was just out there chilling, getting their life.
You know what I saw? And I was going to buy it for one of my coworkers has a pool. And he has all kinds of neat stuff for his pool. It was these little floaties. As I try to describe it to Queen, she doesn't look at me.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were.
I'm looking at you. Do your thing.
And that thing where you put your drink in it.
Oh, I have one.
And it just floats around.
Yeah. One of our friends bought it. It's like a unicorn, and it's a, you know, it has a little holder. And then we have like, and she also bought us like the big one where you could just like float on it and like chill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So pretty cute.
Okay. Well, when you're in something like that, there can't be too much activity going on in the pool, though, to make the water, you know.
I mean, but if you're all floating and chilling,
if everybody's floating and chilling.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just relaxing and getting your life, you know. Okay. But, and you had that little separate one, because actually the float has a cup holder, too. But then you have the little baby, like I said, unicorn floaty. You know, if you're just sitting chilling on the side, you can put your drink in it and just be like, unicorn, come
you know
back
what else
to
would
me.
Be cool? Like, you have a bartender in there, they have like a little floaty with all the different types of drinks. You just go around to everybody,
float them on.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know what that remind me of? You remember, was it Beverly Hills Cops? Beverly Hills Cop 1? Remember when he broke into somebody? He ain't really break into somebody's house. But he was like, I'm the Beverly Hills building inspector, and so I want all you out of the house. And, you know, and when Rosewood and Taggart came over the house, they were like, what you doing in this house? And he was in the pool, and he was floating around on the little thing that had the little drink. Yeah, that's
I think that's familiar.
Huh?
I said, I think I remember. That's familiar. Hey,
but yeah. Get your mad ass in the pool when he slipped in the pool.
I mean, but I'm saying, think about it, like, yeah.
Yeah,
you got a couple black people on floaties. Floaties and noodles and
floaty blacks.
You know.
Yeah.
And shit.
There you go.
Having a good time.
All right. It's a beautiful thing. Like you said, especially when it's hot though.
Oh yeah, it was hot. It was right. Yeah. Oof. B, what was up?
Yeah, my weekend sucked.
Okay.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What goes on?
Can't call it.
All right. Hey, this happened, I think.
What's going on, my nigga?
Hey, nah, bro, what's going on? What's going on? What's good? I think this happened about a week ago. Okay, Governor Chris Christie, he decided to take his family to the beach, you know. I guess apparently this is one of these beaches where, you know, that's it. It's just me and my family, you know, no public is allowed and all this kind of stuff like that. Okay, but anyway, he decided, you know, stepping on this radio show to be, you know, a stand-in talk show host for this guy called, his name was Mike Trincessa. Okay, now he's a legendary sports talk show host. I guess he was, you know, out that day on vacation.
Francesca?
What'd I say? Tran?
Francesca.
Okay, it might have been the way I wrote it.
I don't know what the fuck you said.
Francesca.
I think it was Francesca.
Okay, you're right. There's a little crease in the paper. I sure see. It is, though. It's an F, but it looks like a T. You know what, Queen? Okay.
No, I was. Clear my throat. Sorry.
Okay, I'll show it to y'all after I finish reading. But anyway. He's a legendary sports talk show host. Okay, so, you know, Chris Christie, he was sitting there for him. You know, he was answering a lot of the questions about sports. And, you know, he was talking sports and everything. So it was on WFAN in New York. Okay, now, they keep most of the questions, you know, pretty much talking about sports and everything until they opened up the lines for the callers. Okay, now this dude, he's a regular caller. He calls in, I guess, every day, every week or whatever. His name is Mike from Montclair. Okay, and he said when he called in, I guess, you know, they screen the calls before they call in and stuff like this. Mike said, yeah, I'm just calling to talk about Aaron Judge. Okay, so once they put Mike on, Mike say, hey, man. Why you do that shit? Why you ain't take your fat ass to a public beach where everybody else can, you know, all your constituents and stuff are, man? Why you want to go to a private beach, you know, for just you and your family? You know what I'm saying? We the people that voted for you, big ass. Why you ain't come to a private beach? And Christie called him a communist. He said, hey, you was a motherfucking communist. And he just hung up on it. He just hung up on
he
it.
He did not say motherfucking communist.
Well, you know.
I refuse to believe he said you a motherfucker.
Well, hey.
Now, just to fix little parts of
yeah, I was going to say, go ahead.
These sauces.
Go ahead, because I was about to say something too. Go ahead.
Yeah. The issue was, it wasn't a private beach. It was a beach that was closed down for, what was it? Because of some budget cuts or something that was going on.
Yeah, they were going back and forth with the budget, so all the beaches are closed.
So all the beaches are closed. And he was like, yeah, close my ass. I'm going to go ahead and have my family on the beach. To which his excuse was, oh, this was a planned trip. This had been planned before all of these budget cuts took place.
Nah, Negro.
Right.
If we can't be on the beach.
We can't. Nigga, we plan to
be on the beach. You can't be on the beach.
Right.
You messing up people's 4th. I mean, like, 4th of July, you go to the beach on the 4th.
Exactly.
That's what people do. They go to the shore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, especially if you live by the water. You know, I always wanted to have a house, you know, if I did have the money where I could live.
By the bull factory?
Oh, do they have one by the beach? Oh, okay, well, shut up. I'm not talking about
it.
Anyway, well, maybe close to it.
Maybe.
Maybe have them out there on the street. Nigga, I tell you what, if they have one, I will be living there.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I'll be a squatter. I sure would.
We like, they couldn't kick you out for like 130 days.
Right, like by dude, that point, like dude was squatting puppy house shit. I mean, squat right now. Man. Go get my beer, come back and squat. Like, come on. What did you get ready to say, bro?
No, go ahead.
Maybe forget my train of thought. Okay, moving on from the squatter from the bull factory. Hey, y'all never really watched True Blood.
Mm-mm.
But when it was on, I used to tell y'all that was pretty good show. Anyway, my man who was on there, his name was Nelson Ellis. Okay, he played this guy called goddamn.
Where do you know him from?
Well, he played in a lot of other different movies.
Where do you know him from?
From True Blood.
Oh, you was on there with him? I mean, he said it was your man. Said,
well, I mean, you know.
Fuck, what you go ahead with? He's trying to fuck the story up.
Oh,
well, you know what? When I say my man, though, like I say that about a lot of different type of actors and stuff like that.
Yeah,
when I really feel them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I say my man or my girl
when
or whatever.
We say, like, Beyonce, it's like we all know her. Mm, like,
exactly.
That's our friend.
I mean, well, exactly. I do.
Okay, well.
Anyway.
I mean, apparently. I mean,
we've talked.
We all can't be you.
I was almost in with the whole Becky thing, but
okay. Go ahead. Okay, my man, he passed away from alcohol withdrawal complications. Okay, and they saying it led to heart failure, blood infections, his kidneys collapse, his liver swole, and all this kind of stuff like that. Man,
do you hear this story?
Yeah, I wrote it. I hear it, and I wrote it.
Pay attention.
Okay. Oh, I got to pay attention. I'm the only one got to pay attention. Okay. I will pay attention. But anyway, my man, he was a pretty good actor. Now, he played in a lot of other movies. Well, I'm not going to say a lot. I saw him in a handful of movies. Well, he was pretty good, though. And, you know, prayers go out to him and his family and everything. But, you know what? I was getting hooked on True Blood, man. Then it was just disappeared. I think it killed me when they do that shit.
Did they cancel it for a reason, or or did it like just run its course?
You know what? I don't know. I want to say it was in maybe its third season.
Damn, that's not a lot.
Yeah. Especially nowadays, a season is what 5-6 episodes. God
yeah, sometimes. Yeah, some of the shows I like, I'm like, oh, okay, great.
It's over already.
I'm like, oh.
But you know what though? I don't know. This is just my opinion, but I think like a lot of the characters that are in those type of shows, maybe they have other obligations, or you know, maybe they just say, okay, I can only do these many episodes, and then you know, and it just happens so much. They was like, okay, we're gonna cut season to 5 or 6 episodes, and that's gonna be it, because everybody else got stuff to do.
Or sometimes it's like the ratings aren't that great.
Yeah, yep. Well,
but see, that's what I was about to say. You know, everything is run by the almighty dollar,
right? I mean,
and
which
I really
sucks
think
for me, because
the same thing with the movie, not movie necessarily, but TV industry it should go for the same as the recording industry, that they really need to revamp how they gather their stats, because everybody's not listening to, everybody's not watching TV on TV, and everybody's not, you know, going to record stores and buying music anymore.
Mm-hmm. DVR sales should count too, or I mean, like, our recordings should count.
It should, but how are they counting? Phone, like, people watch stuff on their phone, streaming it, stuff like that.
See, I don't know if they're still doing like old school, like Nielsen, because I mean that is like old school,
right?
Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, they need to like really do something.
Expand
else.
The shit.
Yeah. I just feel TV like somehow they're a little bit behind the ball, and they're leaving money on the table, because there are some good shows that I think are getting cut because it's like, okay, like you said, the Nielsen ratings weren't that high.
Right.
Okay, but you don't know how many people stream that shit to their phones.
Exactly.
And you know, watched it that way and at another time or what have you. So,
yes, yeah, it's so many ways to watch like shows these days, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the Hip Hop Digest guys, they do a great job at breaking down how the record industry counts X amount of streams equals a purchase of an album. Okay. Stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know if the TV industry does it too. Maybe Ezio Grigio can teach us more about that.
About the acting?
About the side of the TV shit.
He's LA now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Hollywood.
All right, all right. Good shit right there, y'all. Moving on. Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian.
Are we going to talk about this?
For real quick, I mean, if y'all want to add into it, this is my last story. That's all I got, you know. And so, yeah. Blac Chyna saying, Rob Kardashian. Okay, he bought a gun and he's threatening to kill himself. Like, that's hey, this word on the street. I have no idea. Anyway, Blac Chyna.
Huh? What's she worried about?
If he gonna kill himself, huh?
Yeah, you already got that seed. You got what you came for.
Yeah, you know what? I'm
sure you probably at one point in an argument on the way out the door said, "Nigga, kill yourself."
Oh, man, make it easier for me. Yeah, right? What? I tell you,
it's not gonna cut off your revenue stream.
But okay, let me get through the story real quick, and then I got some stuff I want to ask you.
Okay,
all right. Threatened to kill herself. Okay, now she said, "Rob punched her, knocked her to the ground. She ran to the bedroom and." He punched a hole through the door to get at her and all this kind of stuff. And the judge issued a temporary domestic violence restraining order. Okay? So, my whole thing is, when she hooked up with Rob, okay, I think she was doing a gold digging thing from the get-go. I mean, that was just me. I could be wrong. But, what do you think? I don't think there was any no love involved.
You know what? To be honest with you, she probably was doing it, like the whole gold digging thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but you know, to me, and you totally missed over the whole like talking about the him posting on Instagram, going like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and posting the picture of the other dude and. And like just everything that happened on Instagram, like seriously, everybody was eating popcorn and refreshing their screens.
About the vagina and all that.
I mean, just what all the shit he was saying. Because it was like, on one hand, it was like initially it was like, oh man, I feel bad for him because he got. And he's the only one that didn't know this was a game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, because he was like, no, I really loved her. I wanted to work through this, blah, 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 which was really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, for then you went on and you posted pictures of her, you know, naked. You posted her boobs, you posted her butt, you posted her, you know, vagina.
JJ,
which was actually kind of stupid because I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, ooh, now you done made dudes really want to get with her,
right?
You know,
right,
first of all, you filed for posting those pictures because she sent it to you. That was not for you to post, but because you're so fucking petty.
They were saying China didn't really have a problem with it.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? She could have posted those pictures herself. It's her body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if somebody sends you pictures of them, that's not for you to post for public consumption. Those pictures were meant for you. And people know, if I send you a picture, you might show your dudes. That don't mean you're going to send them to your dudes. You might show it to him.
I'm a selfish motherfucker. I ain't showing him.
See, yeah, that's no what I'm shit. Saying. And that's how
fact, don't even send me none.
But that's how it should be.
I can get the real thing.
But see, that too. That's how it should be.
But then, I mean, it's nice to like being a born ass fucking meat network or whatever, and you just kind of just open your phone up underneath your table and be like, boy, when I get home, I'm going to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but that's cool, but I'm saying, but he posts those pictures of her, and that's her body. And if she wanted to post it, that was on her. That was her choice. You know what I'm saying? So with that part, I think it was some bitch assness. But the bitch assness also too on his part was like, I paid for cars, I'm paying $16,000 a month for you, I paid for $100,000 for your body, you know, reconstruction, and I paid $250 for jewelry for you. I'm like, ooh, you knew she was with other dudes and you still did all that shit? I can understand the rent, because you know that's where your baby live. And the jewelry, I can't understand. A car, maybe two cars, I can get kind of, sort of. But I'm like, ugh.
You know what? I think dude was like a sheltered little boy.
No, he has a history of being an asshole. And breaking up with people, or people breaking up with him, and him putting people on blast. Because somebody actually even posted when on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, was something happened between him and Adrian. He smacked her in her face, and the mom was just sitting there like, durr. I'm like, what are you, how come you didn't get up and nobody pulled that motherfucker up by the collar and
wait a minute,
smacked
a broad's daughter, yeah. And the mother just
Adrian, he used to date Adrian Bailon back in the day, whatever. Mm-hmm. So
back
and
before he was a fat ass.
Yeah, pretty much. So he smacked her on camera, and the mom was on the couch like,
his mom or her mom?
His mom.
Oh,
you know, if it was her mom,
that's what I was giving. Okay.
She would have jumped over that couch, right, and would have, okay, like, remember, okay, the WW, you know, right, MMA, right, shit we was talking about? Yeah, uh-huh. That would have been the mom.
Oh, okay.
Adrian's mom. Because she's Latina. Latinas don't play that shit.
Yeah, no shit.
But anyway, so like, and he's had history of, you know, being mean to her. Rita Ora. So I mean, clearly the boy got problems, and like, okay, you said, now you got skinny Rob, now you got fat Rob acting like a monkey. So
yeah,
I'm like, I just feel like somebody need to help him, because I really feel like the next step is we will read about him and the gun and himself, right, and whatever. Somebody needs to step up and help that man.
How old is he? 20?
No, I would say he gotta be probably 30-ish.
You ain't learned by now, yeah. Okay.
I mean, if by 30, maybe like just barely 30. Okay. If he's 30. I don't know.
Well,
soon as Kylie and Tiger broke up, China was over the game. She had a baby out of spite, and now she ain't the same. Why he got my robe on in my bed? He fucking lame. I think this is the ninth dude you let go in between your legs. Yeah, they got my Instagram, but I roast your ass on Twitter. I love this man to death, but you faker than Bruce Jenner. And speaking of fake, man, that ass is looking crazy. You fucking dudes in the bed where we made our only baby. Lying on the web about the way you lost that weight, but I paid for that surgery, and that shit was 100K. You tricking all these dudes, hoping that they'll wine and dine you, but you a paper plate, bitch. You ain't that fine, China. I'm gone.
Well, shit, that wasn't him, right? That was him?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Wow.
He said he was coming out with a lemonade. Actually, he's not a bad rapper.
That was good, yeah.
I mean, and pretty much what he said is what he wrote.
Right.
He should have done that instead of doing all the shit he did on Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. If he would have done that, I think people would have been more in his corner.
He could have made some cheese.
I mean, not like he need money. He don't need no money. I'm saying, anytime you paying $16,000 for somebody else's rent, sending them like all this jewelry, paying for $100,000 in somebody's body surgery, you don't need the money.
$16,000, I mean, I can pay for like a somewhere earlier in their crackheadedness to like play with his asshole and shit like that and make him happy. If he give me $16,000,
shit, I take five.
Queen always trying to undercut.
We got five. Can I get 10?
Queen always trying to undercut a nigga. Come up.
Right.
I'm putting it out there. I'm like, and we can go to the gym together and lose weight together.
She got a better product.
I'm just saying. you need to cut it.
Right.
This price is way too high. You need to cut it.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, man.
You need the love of an older woman who's not going to be all on the internet.
Didn't Rob
telling people's business. And if you if you punch me, I'm going to punch you back.
But Rob, this is stepdad in the song.
Oh, yeah. It was a post about that, too. It was like, how am I supposed to listen to her when you was with a... Okay. Yeah, there was
How you gonna diss Bruce?
I mean, it was more like a diss. Well, it was a diss to the mom and him.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I was
You said you faking in Bruce Jenner.
Child, I was all up in Instagram. I was like, whoa. Like, I fell down the rabbit hole. I ain't even gonna lie.
You just kept on.
Oh my gosh. I was on Instagram. Then he was like, hey, I got kicked off of Instagram. Now I'm going to Twitter. I was like, oh shit, I'm on my way to Twitter. I'm telling you, I was like, hashtag this. Let me follow him this way. Oh my God. I was following it. I ain't even gonna lie.
That song was hot though.
I mean, he should have just done that instead of doing all the other shit he did. And he was, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Saved him some money because he's about to be sued. There's a restraining order. You know, and again, her body, her choice.
All right.
He shouldn't have posted those pictures of her. And I'm like, and then like I said, you doubly fucked up because now dudes are like, oh, that's what she looked like under those clothes.
Right.
Okay.
Man, that John looks nice and soft.
They're like, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. So, I mean, you know, so whatever. She posted those pictures. Cool.
Yeah.
Her pictures. Just now, like I said earlier, now you got to be careful who you send pictures to. Mm-hmm. You got to. Gotta be able to trust people.
There you go. I don't know.
What's that golden rule? Just automatically assume that if you send it, it's gonna get out.
Well, and don't put your face in it, which she didn't. But I mean, you know, that tattoo gives you away. Mm. You got a big ass tattoo on the side of your hip.
That'll do it.
That's gonna give you away.
There you go. Oh well.
But either way, mm-hmm. her body, her choice.
Right. She got you, Pimpin. So just accept it.
Right.
Move on. I think if Rob would have played his cards right, he could have dealt the ultimate blow. Like if he would have just chilled the fuck out or whatever, and all that loot that you blowing and fucking up, get that loot, go get you the motherfucking best lawyer in the business, and somehow get custody of the kid or something. That would be the ultimate kick in the crotch to her.
Right. Now I don't even think he has a chance. Yeah,
he blew all of that.
Yeah, he really did by kirking the
fuck
out.
Oh, my God. Her not being able to get child support and shit. Oh, you would have crushed her. There's nothing else you could have done worse to her than to cut off her cash flow. Because nothing else matters to her.
Well, she still has some. Yeah, and I mean, she's still going to find somebody else, clearly. I mean, the dude in the robe clearly don't have no money to take care of her. She's pretty much taking care of him.
Well, wait a minute. This is just then.
Uh-oh.
That's news music. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna has agreed to the 50-50 split.
Oh.
Yep.
What?
No conflict on the dream. Yep.
50-50.
Custody.
What? Custody. Oh, a baby?
Yep.
Oh, so that means she's not getting full then.
She can't get child support then.
She can't get any?
If you have a 50-50 split, child support is to pay for what time the other parent is not with the child.
Okay.
I feel like she's going to get something.
So if it's a 50-50 split, I'm taking care of that. It's the same thing as both of y'all being in the house.
He can be sued for revenge porn. She
could probably get some suit money.
That's what I'm saying. She gets
that's
something.
A payment and it's over.
He already repossessed
the
cars.
This is 18 years of payments.
No. Word.
Or 18 to 21 years of payments.
Right.
For this crumb snatcher, so I'm sure he'd rather get that over with.
Oh, man.
No, but he's actually still really happy about having the baby.
I'm sure.
I mean, even
that's
though,
great.
Like, you know,
and he'll
she's
be happy
trash.
Keeping some of his cash in his pocket while having that baby.
50% of it.
I mean, yeah. What he did was trash to me.
Yeah. And that's his first one. That's his first child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a monster, huh?
I mean, why she gotta be a whore?
Well, that's just my personal opinion.
No, I understand. I was like, why she gotta be a whore, though?
That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. Cause that motherfucker got played.
He sure so did.
She, I mean, so she sure a whore because he got played.
Yeah, but I'm saying, see that shit coming? But I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody told him that was gonna happen.
Absolutely.
Hell, even Wendy Williams said that shit.
He gonna strap up.
All right, I'm not saying he's Einstein. He's a dumbass himself, but that doesn't stop her from, you know. I mean, that's, she does what she does. She dances, sucks, and fucks her way to the top.
Oh man!
So, does she bring anything else to the table?
We don't know. I mean, she might actually be like a nice person. She tried to get that motherfucker to lose weight.
Some of the nicest people in the world are whores.
Well, I'm a nice person, and I'm not one.
I didn't say you were. I said
no,
some.
I mean, no, I'm saying, but right. So that's what I mean. So we don't know if she really
so
is
a nice whore. So Deepsis, if Queen leaves IDS and she's on Good Morning America tomorrow, I will be on this microphone calling her a whore. Because
damn,
I'm kidding.
Like,
I'm
kidding.
Not, left us.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't live and do an upgrade.
You take us with you.
She done sucked her way on the Good Morning America.
You know what I mean?
I can sweep up on Good Morning America or something.
You
God
know what
damn
I mean?
It.
Like, I can't live.
What was that? Somebody. What's that in the background?
All right.
Security.
I'd be like, no.
Just saying, I can't live.
Oh, God.
Damn, what if it's Fox 5? I mean, is that better? I'm still in the
local
city.
Local whore.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm still in the city. That don't count.
Reporting fucked up news.
Damn. I can't have goals.
Anything bringing in a paycheck.
How about
you go to
that?
Black guy who tips. I'm still going to talk about you, man. Because if you bring in a paycheck.
Well,
you better not do a story in Southeast without reporting to me first. Because I can tell you what's
going
on.
You don't even live there.
I don't live
so
there.
So what are you talking about?
That's where I was born and raised.
I drove over there the other day. Shit is changing.
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Welcome to Fox 5 DC.
You got the voice. I give that to you.
95.5. You have now tuned in.
Damn. You went from TV to.
Let me cut her damn mic while she offers
time. God damn, you got her. She coming up.
I'm just saying, no hate on my gangster.
Right.
I just have to learn how to not cuss on air, which would be very hard for me.
I know that's right. No.
Remember a long time ago we did a couple shows where we were like, no cursing.
It was real hard.
It was hard.
At the beginning, dude, we were like, fuck it.
Oh. No, we did like, I think
I remember
one or
when
two
we
shows.
Did somebody else's show, he wasn't supposed to curse.
Oh, yeah, I did say a couple words. It was oopsie. Yeah, actually, two shows.
Yeah.
I think I said one word, though. One word.
So
like, I
may
have said bitch. Yeah, I may have said bitch. I don't know. I was like, oh.
Hey,
wait.
People listen to the show. Don't ask us not to curse them.
I mean, you can ask, but.
Yeah, right, as well, yeah.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to try not to. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy.
Right.
Or it's going to work.
There you go. Anyway, that concludes my diagnosis, y'all. We had fun. We're going to be right back. We got a whole lot more coming up, y'all.
Show's over.
All right. Show's over then. God will get the money. You just stay tuned.
Sit back, relax, and have a champagne sip. We gonna teach these people out there who are against saying what we wanna say the right way. You know what I'm saying? So what we gonna do is kick back, swing with a funky beat by my man DJ P Rock, producer extraordinaire. Yo, P Rock, make it clear. I can flex, bend, lend a pen to a friend. Keep a party pimping from now till then. I don't have to swear, curse, or juggle. Lyrics in the verse to make a party bubble. So Mr. Censorship, tell me what's your problem? This girlie's on the corner, if wifey can't solve them. How does she say it? I'm curious, G. Does she say, honey, love me, or baby, fund me? Anyway, we'll say what we want to say. Play how we want to play, feels good that way. So G-Rap, it's time to kick up first. Do your man a favor, and don't curse.
Show.
Here we go.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for interacting with us. We really appreciate it. I know, like, some people, you know, don't take it seriously. We do. So thank you. You know, you can hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. You know, we love to hear your voice. You already know that. Your voice is, it means a lot to us because that means you took time out of your day and you said, hey, I want to reach out. I want to give them some feedback. Even if it's the same crew, Kmart,
yeah.
BTG, Rude that. Boy, like, yeah. Sometimes Lady Ro. I mean, we haven't heard from you in like a while, but you know, whatever, that's fine. And we even, you know, we appreciate Rashani, single simulcast, sharing the show. We really appreciate that.
Like, yeah, man.
We haven't heard from Lady Ro since she did her last recording.
Well, the gentleman from Off That Drink and Forget That Yo just finally came back.
All right,
you know
all
what I'm
right.
saying? And I want to send a little love to Miss Kai Love. She's going through some things, and just know we are thinking about you. We love you.
We love you, girl.
I mean, I haven't seen you in a while, but you know, still, the love is there.
It's all that.
Near, so far, up the street, around the corner, you know, Chi-Town, whatever. We still love you. So, send love to you for and hugs, because you know you're going through some things and we care. So so I guess we have a question of the day, of du jour. Thanks for sending the questions, because sometimes we personally run out of shit, so we really appreciate y'all sending in questions, because sometimes it's like, ooh, what do we talk about? What is going on? Then when somebody sends us a question, and we're like, oh, phew. Okay, we don't have to just make some shit up off the dome. So, B.
Clearly, last week's question was
it was real.
A 10-foot pole question.
Yeah, it was real.
No deeps is one to touch that.
You know what, though? I didn't post it. Pole. So maybe I should have, would have put it on the page. Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes people get shy and they don't know how to answer. They're not sure what to say, because sometimes we're not sure what to say.
Right.
No, I lie. We always know what to say.
Even if it's wrong, we always say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if it's wrong, we still say some shit, right?
We're going to say something.
Okay. That's right. Even if it's wrong. So so you can be wrong, too. I mean, just, you know, you just sending out, like, what you think is right, and you know, because it's from the heart, yeah. And you care.
Don't be scared,
right? And sometimes people really want another opinion.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Because maybe something you
right
told
or
them,
wrong.
It's something totally different than what they thought about.
There
right?
Go. There you go.
I mean, so. All right. Well, let's see what we can get into today. Let's do right or do it. Wrong by this person.
Well, today's question is: you know, we turn on the news every day. And we hear about these terror attacks where people are going into businesses, clubs, anywhere, and like just shooting up the place, and all kinds of foolishness is going on. And the question is, with all that going on, where is the line drawn between being a hero and saving yourself? Like, you hear about these people, you always hear, in all of these instances, you always hear about someone that was like, you know, I heard what was going on, and, you know, I ran in there, and I just started just grabbing people and just getting them out, or you know what I mean? And you hear all those sort of stories, those heroic stories, or like the situation with the senators on the softball game, and there were people that were just like, you know, I saw the one senator that was shot in the outfield, and so I did something to get the shooter's attention and what have you. And,
well, that was their job, though, too.
Well, it's for the first responders, yes, but there were
Capitol Hill police that were there
before they got there.
No, they were there.
Senator aides.
No, it was Capitol Hill Police.
Okay, there was a situation where a senator's aide diverted the shooter's attention to give that guy some more time so he wouldn't just be a target just sitting out there. So for the sake of the question, you know, thank you for first responders and everything, but where does the line get, where's the line between where you should say, yo, I heard something, I'm the fuck out of here, or, you know, I need to jump in the hero mode.
I think it depends on the person. I think some people are always in hero, I'm going to save somebody, I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure other people are okay. And some people are not. Some people are bitch ass where they run the other way. And
are they bitch ass though?
I was about to just say, sometimes it's like fear takes over. Fear takes over. No, I'm saying.
Right.
Fear takes over sometimes with people, and you run the other way. And you don't automatically mean to do it. You're just like, oh, gunshots that way, I'm going the other way. You know what I'm saying? Fear, instinct, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? And you run the other way. You know what I'm saying? But some people, like, you have first responders. You have the people that were the Capitol Hill police that got shot, too. And they went in there and they started shooting too. You know, you have those people, that's their job. That's why some people are policemen and firemen, you know, because they are okay with running towards shit when other people are running away from shit, you know. And I'm not gonna hate on you from running away from shit, because sometimes, you know, fight or flight, mm-hmm. That's like your shit, and you're just like, oh shit, I'm going the other way. You know, and that's the automatic thing. That doesn't mean you might be, like, go down the block and be like, oh shit, wait a minute, no, that's a fire, and I think there are babies in there. Let me go back. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your first, you know, thought. Where some people, they're like, no, I'm going towards this shit. I'm going to help. And this is, you know, that is who they are.
There you go. But you know what? I think for me, it depends on the situation. You know, if something just kicking off, like you said, if it's like a fire or something, and I see people not too far from me that I probably can save, you know, without you know, actually harming myself, I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm going to go try to pull them out, as opposed to a gunman, you know, shooting people, and I'm going to try to, just because I'm behind him, I'm going to try to run behind him and grab his ass and stop him from shooting people. It depends on the situation.
Right, because think about if you're on a plane, somebody start kirking the fuck out, are you going to run and be like, no, I'm going to hold you down?
Okay, well, now, when you say kirking out, does he have a weapon?
Who cares?
I mean, if he don't have no weapon, I might go at him. But then again, depending on if he's blindsided, I don't know if I got my family with me or if I'm by myself. See, like I said, it depends on the situation. If I got my family with me, I might have to try to hit him in the knees, you know, hit him real low, bring him down, or something like that.
But if you're by yourself, you'd be like, if you I'm got by a dog. Myself,
I'd be like, look,
I guess
man.
We're going to Uzbekistan.
Damn, you created a new country.
No,
that's
a real country.
Uzbekistan
is a real country.
Oh damn, I didn't know that.
Okay,
you a bad girl. You been there?
No. Okay. I still know it's a real place.
But like I was saying, though, I don't know. I guess it, like I said, it depends on the situation, you know. But I'm not gonna be in hero mode all the time. But, I mean, I got a family to get back home to. You know what I'm saying? But
I think I'm partly, I guess, with both of you. For me, it's going to depend upon the situation.
Because you've saved people before.
Foolishly.
I'm just saying, you have.
But I found, when I got this question, when it came in 3 weeks ago, something happened at the mall. Was it last week? Last week or the week before. Just strolling the mall, and a kid had a huge fucking balloon, and that bitch popped. And it was funny because my first reaction was, I kind of located the noise, and then I kind of scanned, like, how am I getting the fuck out of here? You know what I mean? And in my vision of getting out, it was like what Doc said. Like, what's probably going to be in front of me? Like, what's probably going to hinder? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, motherfucker, on the way out. Boop, you know, boop, this,
I can
this.
Knock him over. I can get right, out the door.
No, I ain't knocking him over, but I'm saying I might have to grab Slim right here because I know he ain't going to make it out.
Remember that?
Or I might have to drag this motherfucker.
I was thinking the episode of Doc Seinfeld.
Leg, you know, Doc Leg fucked up.
Remember the episode of Seinfeld with Jerry? He did.
Nigga, you ain't going to be able to get to me as slow as your big
because he was like, I'm already gone. Remember the episode of Seinfeld? What's the name, was running and he, like, knocked the old lady in the down the kids and moved out the way.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like in everyday situations, I think I kind of say to myself, I think jokingly, that some shit going off, I'm out of here. But when shit happens,
right,
I don't know if I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to. I don't fuck around with pain too well, but. I don't know. So
clearly you do.
Yeah. I might try to take a few people with me. You know what I'm saying? If they're in my path.
What do you mean? Like, knock them out or move them out the way?
I mean, move. Yeah. Take them, you know, shove them out the door. You know, bust their heads up against the glass door.
See, that's what I'm saying. Now, that's what I was getting to my next point where Queen said something earlier. Because there are cases of bitch assness. And, you know, if there's like a jam up at the front door and you pulling old ladies down and shit to get them out your way.
That's not what I was saying. That's bitch ass. I'm saying trying to get them out.
I know what you're saying. I'm not talking about that.
The episode of Seinfeld. Right. You remember that episode? Yeah. Where he was like,
see that one?
No, I said I'm talking about the episode of Seinfeld where Costanza was like running and he was like, I can't even remember what happened. He was like knocking kids down and old ladies.
To be women and children first,
right? And he was just like, "I'm trying to get the hell out of here. I don't know what you doing." Like, I think the old lady was on a walker. I mean, it was just it was hilarious, but it wasn't hilarious.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right.
It was just he was like, "I'm getting out."
Okay,
that's but strange. Like what Doc said earlier, if he's with his family and something goes boom, and your wife turn around, you halfway down the hall.
Yeah.
That's bitch ass. And that's like,
right,
yeah,
right, 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 right.
That's just Charlie Kelly be like,
bitch assness.
Right.
How you just gonna leave your family
that's
back
not
there?
Cool.
Right, Charlie right, Kelly right, be like, right. I thought his leg was fucked up. Look at him go.
Oh. Okay. Okay. I tell you what, goddamn, he moving real fast, lady.
Like he's on a football field.
Right.
Dodging tackles.
OJ,
damn,
in the airport.
His hip is okay again.
Okay.
He's been saved. Oh, boy, you motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Like your shit all good. Oh, boy. Like your knees all perfect.
I got a little tendonitis going on.
That's all.
Right. Shit structurally wrong.
That's all good though. You ain't old as I am.
I just got the one this bitch up.
You got ways to go, bro.
But the good part is we know we have to get out. Doc.
Right.
Knock down.
Yeah, knock me down.
I'll just pick Doc up and be like, Doc, stick your leg out. That's the better I am.
Actually, or you could just put them over your shoulder and keep it moving.
Or I could just push both of you big motherfuckers.
Because you would never, actually, you would never be able to do that.
You don't think so? If I got the momentum going?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All look, right. First of all, we try to save your little ass.
I faster than both of you motherfuckers.
You cannot.
Okay.
First of all, we're trying to save your little ass.
Okay.
That's
when you say
I'm
move fast.
Now you're trying to save me. Motherfucker just said I'm going to throw his ass in the Waxy Maxy Records.
No, I didn't.
When I'm trying to
I
make
I was gonna
my
pick
way
you up.
Out in the
he did say pick you up.
Foot for
he,
a
oh,
battery.
Right? Yeah. And I just said throw you over
either
your
way,
shoulder.
I'll be fucked up.
What's wrong with that?
She said throw you over my shoulder and carry you out.
Keep going.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
See, look, you know what? First of all, mental note, something pop off. You, me, we out.
Oh,
leave his little raggedy
so,
ass here.
I want to be clear with this.
Yeah.
I know this is way off subject.
Yeah.
Now, you say you faster than both of us?
I think I am.
In terms of, like, hand movement?
No.
In terms of what?
Like, come on, if man. Like think, if we were think, to yeah. line up and race. Run.
Yep, yep. I think I can beat both of you motherfuckers.
How much you want to put on that, Doc?
I ain't got no money.
I know you don't.
I got, you know. I got some Italian rolls and some hamburgers.
Good with that. I'm going to get that for you.
I don't even eat that, but no.
You eat something.
Not Italian rolls and hamburger meat. No, I do not.
I can't. What do you eat? Well, you eat something.
Not hamburger rolls and Italian meat. Nigga, you have to come something. A little more gourmet than that, bitch. Damn, come on.
Why I
gotta yeah.
be a bitch?
Because, I mean, because of what you just said, you trying to come for me. Don't come for me unless
y'all
I
come
for you.
Y'all came for me. Why I can't come for I'm supposed to sit here and take this shit.
I did not
God
come
damn,
for you.
I got
to
be a
not,
bitch because I said about
I did
bread.
Not come
God
for you.
Damn it.
I was trying to save your raggedy ass.
Now
I told
I'm a
him.
Ass
I told
bitch.
Him to
damn,
throw
I'm
you over
raggedy,
his shoulder bitch. And let's go.
Throw his raggedy bitch ass over your shoulder and go
and let's go.
God damn it. Well,
that's what
I'm
saying.
I'm saved. Fuck it.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Why are you being weird?
Shut up.
I'm just saying, drink that bowl and you shut up.
And
I'm just saying, why are you being weird? I said, save him. Throw him over your shoulder.
I didn't hear that.
See, there said. You go. I said, throw him over your
that.
Shoulder and let's go.
Some agreeing. Yeah,
okay. I'm saying, she didn't say that. I didn't call her out on the show once. All right. Yeah, I called her out.
Oh, you know, he always called me out. We get in arguments, so you already know that. You already
she
know that.
She take my money.
Uh-oh. Yep, you want me to sing it out?
Nope.
When I'm trying to get Rob Kardashian, please.
Oh, no. Rob. That's, yeah. That's let's good. Not go back there. But I mean, I'm just saying. So we okay, so we agreed. Throw Mark over your shoulder.
Why y'all ain't tell me to wear black? What the fuck going on, man? Y'all ain't send me the memo and shit.
You know when you don't work, you don't answer shit. Come
it's
on.
It's all good. It's all good.
I was
good,
gonna say your day's off, you be like chilling.
Hey, you get 15WA's message. He sent you a message. I think he sent you a voicemail.
Whatever it was, I probably don't even want it.
Oh.
It's actually a nice message.
From the earlier conversation?
Get the fuck out of here, right?
From the earlier conversation?
He sent up a message.
From the earlier conversation. We were talking about upstairs?
I don't think so.
The
queen, don't sweat it. Whatever it was,
okay.
I probably don't even
you better
know,
check
he
it.
Was he just was thanking you for bringing the
oh, never mind. I don't
fresh
know
assortment
to,
for the for use for the cookout.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I said never mind.
Technically, that's what he said. Although it was an attempt at a joke, it was a.
Oh.
Feeble attempt.
See, that's what I said. Never mind.
But that's what he said.
See, you know what? I'm trying to save all my shit for when he come on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because I got some. I got.
He ain't
a,
never
a,
coming
a,
back.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. Unless it's like Skype or something. I don't know.
You probably won't even do that. But it's scared of. That's a punk ass. That's a punk ass right there.
Oh, okay. All right, very
he
well.
Always got shit to say when I'm not around. That's punk ass.
Oh,
when
okay.
I'm not around, I can't defend myself. That's
vice versa.
Well, because you know what? Had Brian never said anything about him, I would have said I would have just came out of the blue and said, you know, Brian never combs his hair.
You I would say that all the time.
But he was here, or no. He said something first.
No.
I never just come out the blue and say the boy got nappy hair.
Another day when someone did say feedback, came from feedback on the show, you did follow with a barber joke.
I'm like,
right, but
I feel
was,
like that's your go-to.
I, was,
I said, I kind of feel like that's your go-to.
Well, you know, I love the boy, though.
Like the weather.
But, you know, I haven't been going with the weather lately. I used to do it at first. You're talking about the end of the show.
You know, I mean, like last week, you.
Because I hadn't did it in a long time. So, you know,
because. Why that face?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah.
So, Quinny Queen, if the listeners want to chime in or give their opinion
light or fight.
Of.
Light or fight? InDeepShow at yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. We want to hear what you would do if something popped off in your hood, or if you were out of town.
Or an airplane.
Or whatever. Or on an airplane or whatever. We would like to hear that.
Airplane, that's a whole nother monster.
Saying. Yeah, how about that? How about
I
that?
I think I said once what I would do on the airplane situation. I just start knocking niggas out.
I would hope you would get up and be like, bop, 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 sleep.
Oh, you talking about like if the terrorists were on and stuff? Oh,
what
no,
were
no.
What you talking about?
I was talking about, I thought you were just saying if the plane was just going down.
You just randomly would get just up and start fighting
knocking
people?
Motherfuckers down.
Why? Yeah.
Because I would start stacking them. And then stacking them on the ground. And then I would lay down and stack some more on top of me to lessen the impact.
Oh, okay.
Dang. You think that's going to make a difference?
So the outer bodies can take the blunt of what's going on.
This is not Wrecked from the show what is it, TNT, TBS? It's a show called Wrecked, which is funny.
Can I tell you what? And preface what I'm about to say, that this was said in college. Scary thought.
Boy.
I had a buddy that said if he was in an airplane that was going down, he would just keep looking out the window to see when impact was going to happen.
He'd jump up.
And he's going to jump.
That is funny.
He was going to jump.
Jump like where?
Like he was going to jump so it wouldn't be like boom.
Like right. The elevator?
By the time right. He come down. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
And he was in college.
And that,
right. He made it that far.
It's a good
he
thing.
He made it that far to say
it's a good thing he can play ball.
Then did you just pat him on the head and went shh, shh.
Woo. Right, you start singing lullabies.
Right, just shh.
Uh-huh.
Come on, baby.
Woo.
Silence yourself.
Hey, he didn't graduate. What is it? Comma sum laude.
Comma sum laude. Okay.
Doctor.
Oh shit.
Good thing is for comma sum laude.
You know what I was talking about.
I know. Go ahead.
let me see. I'm crying. Let me try that. Two fingers for... I think my red skin is going to be all right this year, bro.
Oh, God. Already?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I think so. I think it's going to be okay.
You know, Doc, on that note, I'm just going to be honest with you. And I know everybody listening is going to be like, oh, B just, he just, you know, just he just a front runner for his team or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, there's been a little something in the pit of my soul that's just been like, I think things are going to fall into place to make us. I think we're going to be a good team,
right? Not
but so things are going to fall into right. place to make us better than what we. Exactly. For instance, if it was a few years back when the Giants were just bad. But they managed to limp their way into the playoffs, and shit just fell their way for them to get all the way to the Super Bowl.
Okay, you're right.
I'm not saying we're going to Zubo. I'm saying I think things are just going to fall our way to make this year memorable.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But go ahead, back to your thing.
Doug Williams, man, do your thing when you get up in there. Let me see.
It's your second chance, Doug. Don't fuck it up.
Oh, man. Let me see. One finger. I don't think I have a one finger this week. I can give a one finger to Donald Trump. I give him a one finger every goddamn week. But I think that's it.
Queen.
Let's see. I would like to give one finger to fuck boys.
Ooh. Fuck boys in the life.
For fuck boys. Her body, her choice. She sends you pictures, keep them to yourself, motherfucker. Keep them to yourself. Even if you have your phone, you show like somebody, don't send them to anybody else. Yes. So, two fingers to... Two fingers to respecting each other. As I say that. Respecting each other, loving each other, and, you know, keeping it 100, as people say.
All right. One.
100.
two fingers. You know what? On the real.
On the real.
I got to give.
Thank you. I accept.
I got to give two fingers to my inner circle that's been really holding me down. The last three and a half weeks. It's been a rocky road for the kid over here. And those that I keep closest to me in that inner circle have, like, not even let me blink an eye at being miserable. They be like, nah, it ain't gonna happen. We're gonna do this, and we're gonna be up out of here. And I've been like, wow, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, shit was, you know, super tight. So definitely two fingers to the innermost circle.
All right.
One, you know what? One finger to dentists that 3 weeks ago were butchers. And I didn't see that plaque on the wall that you were a meat cutter for the last 10 years. And you get flashbacks from time to time.
Look what you done.
God damn it.
Pulling my tongue. Ouch.
Sheesh.
Ouchie. Wow. Wee.
Killing me.
Ouch.
We got to get out of here.
You're a soldier, though.
That's right, dog.
Motoring. You're motoring. What's your price? We'll play. Got to get out of here. It's that time. BTG, if you're listening, if I don't hit you by the end of this week, man, give me a call. We got to start planning that Raiders game. So we got to see what's what. So I know I'm gonna get absent-minded and forget. So if you get this, after you do your weekly performances on all local podcasts, give me a hit and. Let's rap about that. Deepsis, holla at us, man. 202-750-1437. Hit us up. Got a lot of shit to talk about. Want to hear from you. Don't let Kmart BTG beat you out to the mic every time. Talk to us. God damn it. All right. Got to get out of here. Doc, you gonna get some R&R here?
Yes, sir.
Next couple days?
Yes, sir. No, just one more day. Yeah, man, I slept all day today.
Beautiful. Yes, well, y'all know, it's at this time, we got to get out of here. But before we go, we like to say,
if God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house.